Subject, I love a crackhead. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 19 years and we have a teenage child. Before I got married, I used to see a girl who got around. I knew that, but the goodies were good, so I played with her on the side until I got married. I ran into her 2 months ago and she told me all she's been into the past 19 years. Jail for drugs, 3 kids, and 5 or 6 abusive relationships. Well, she was waiting for a bus, so I gave her a ride home. She stays between her sisters and some guy she gets high with. A week after I dropped her off, the guy put her out because she had sex with 2 of his friends. She told me that her man told her to do it for him because he owed the 2 guys some money. Now, 3 months later, he's put her out in the middle of the night and she's roamed around until she could get her sister to take her in. I've been taking her to look for jobs, but with a felony, nobody gives her a chance. I don't want her for sex, but I do have very strong feelings for her, even love. I want to see her have a second chance to make something of her life. She's 46 now, and her sisters are raising her kids because she has nothing but the clothes on her back. I told her to get away from the guy because she's just a sex slave to him. She says she lets him keep her high so she can deal with life as she made it. I don't know about the rest of the people out there, but when I see her life, I have to do something. My question is, how do you turn something like this around? I know she has to change, but I'm a small contractor. In the past 4 years, I've seen 40 businesses in my area close, and we're supposed to be one of the stronger job markets. Okay, that took a little turn there at the end. But I mean, for one thing, I say you're in way, way too deep with this woman to be a married man. I say that. I totally, completely get that you want to see her have a second chance in life. Everyone should have a second chance in life. Everyone. And I understand that you care about her and you want to do something to help. But at the... You know, by the same token, she's a 46-year-old woman and she gets high all the time because that's how she deals with life. She's got to want to help herself and do for herself in this instance. And I have to ask you, does she even want help? The best way to me that you can help her is to try and get her into some sort of rehab facility so she can definitely work on her problems and, you know, things like that, and maybe get rid of this habit that she has so she can do better for herself. So initially, I would tell you to try and get her into some sort of rehab. Steve, that's if she wants help.
This letter is so ignorant on so many levels. Subject, I love a crackhead, parentheses, and won't be married long.
Yeah.
See, that's what we really need to get to, man. Where is your wife? You done all this typing, dog. Where is your wife? You've been married 19 years, got a teenage daughter, but before you got married, you used to hang around with this chick who got around. But it was good, so you went on and played with her on the side till you got married. I ran into her 2 months ago. That's 19 years have passed. Then she started telling you she been to jail for drugs, got 3 kids and 5 or 6 abusive relationships. Let me ask you something, dog. When you pulled up and saw her at the bus stop, how she look?
Huh? 46-year-old crackhead, Steve.
How she look? How you know it was her? I saw Charles Triplett at the 10-year class reunion. I didn't know him. Charles Triplett.
Is that your childhood friend?
All he was doing was smoking weed. She on crack. How did you know her? She says she's been waiting for a bus, so I gave her a ride home. She stays between her sister and some guy she get high with. A week after I dropped her off, the guy put her out because she had sex with 2 of his friends. She told me that her man told her to do it for him because he owed the 2 guys some money. How do you know this? Once you took the crackhead home,
come on,
gave her a ride, that was it for you. You out. You are now involved with a woman who sleeps for drugs and to pay off bills.
For someone else.
That's too damn much.
Yeah. Yes.
way too deep.
But not her bills, her boyfriend's bills. Now, 3 months later, she put out in the middle, why are you still talking to her?
No.
Why is this letter going? 3 months later, he put her out in the middle. How do you know that? Why are you still talking to her? Then he said, I've been taking her to look for jobs, but with a felony. A felony? Crackheads don't make good employees. The felony ain't your problem. It's her nose running and her sniffing and shaking in front of the job people. Where is your wife?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.